No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., U.K., and Canada. Excluding Quebec, 18 and older. N.C.2912 for rules. Visit ConstantContact.com.
I believe that politics as usual has no place in judicial races or the courtroom. I'm Ann Keeley, Democrat for judge for the 20th Judicial Circuit, and I'm the only candidate free of political influence. I believe all the people are entitled to and deserve the opportunity to make an informed choice for their judicial candidates. I pledge to preserve and protect the integrity and dignity of the court. The most important endorsement I seek is from you, the people. I ask for the honor and privilege of your vote. Thank you.
Paid for by Keeley for Judge.
Eddie, I know Alton, Illinois is home of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air, but can you tell me something else interesting about Alton, Illinois?
Well, it is home of the Alton Giant, the tallest man that ever lived.
Well, I know they call you Fast Eddie, but I never heard you called the Alton Giant.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, be careful. Where is that giant? Is he in that new...
He's on the patio. He's out there fighting to get out of that huge patio with the big screen TVs and the coldest beer in town.
And that is an unbelievable...
Year-round patio for the Giant.
So it's the Giant Patio.
Yeah, you just said it.
Fast Eddie's.
Alton Giant Patio.
An ounce of prevention, 5 quarts of oil, another 5,000 miles. However you measure car care, get more at Midas. For just $19.99, Midas will change your oil, rotate your tires, and check your brakes. All just $19.99. A small price to help keep your car running longer. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
St. Louis Closet Company can truly help you create a place for everything in your home. 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate and take advantage of their fall special.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
nudie bars from it.
So get loosened up.
We're about to get
Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the, hey, we won't be able to say this again for 4 more years, the February 29th edition. Opinions Playhouse on this leap day, brought to you by the Missouri Coin Company. That's right, the Missouri Coin Company. MoCoin.com is the website. We'll tell you why you want to be very, very picky about where you take your jewelry, your coins, your currency, your stamps. Got to go somewhere with a great reputation, like the Missouri Coin Company. Let's do this.
Hey!
Round of introductions. The control board is operated by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsors.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor on a regular basis, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chips.
I give you Tina Dalpiez. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
Yeah, thank you, Bernice. Nice to hear from you again. And hang on.
Well, I'm sure it is.
What?
Oh, I don't doubt that at all.
Rat Boy says he goes to visit the Amish communities quite regularly, and he brings back some of their homemade, what is it?
Cheese.
Homemade cheese. Amish cheese. I'll bet it's good. I bet their butter, their cheese, all that stuff is good. How about this group, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yes.
Nobody better.
Woo-hoo!
Nobody better. I wonder why, when you say, stop harping on that, what does that mean? Where'd that come from? Don't harp on it. The reason it came into my head is, I was about to say to you folks, I know we keep harping on this Missouri Coin Company and this jingle, so there's a reason for that. We don't want you to make a mistake. We don't want you to go somewhere. And you know what? Here's the thing. You may never know that you were taken advantage of by somebody else. You may never know that that $200 you got was supposed to be $500. You're not going to know. this way, if you go right to the Missouri Coin Company, then you're going to know. You got what you should have gotten for your jewelry, your coins, your, you know, whatever. Now, I'm getting a lot of emails about this. Dear Frank, love it when Dan plays the Missouri Coin Company jingle on the harmonica. Would love to hear you and Tina and Peon sing the Missouri Coin Company jingle while Dan plays the harmonica. That's one. Here's another one. Frank, I think it'd be possible to have Dan play the Missouri Coin Company jingle and you guys sing along with it. Basically the same
Who wrote that?
Gilbert Nocter.
Oh.
Nocter?
Nocter. Gilbert Nocter. K-N-O-C-T-U-R. I don't know what nationality that is. Thank you, Gilbert, for the email.
Damn near killed her.
Dan, could you do that? Would you play?
Sure.
We sing along with it?
You bet.
Just give us one, like, okay.
He started a little.
Here we go.
The Missouri Coin Company.
You know what? They're right.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It works.
Better than I thought it was going to be.
You start a little lower.
It's a lot better than I thought it would be. 30-plus years in the business, family-owned and operated, the McCormicks. Matt McCormick is the guy that you hear say, let's take all your jewelry and dump it out on the pile and two piles. And that's Matt McCormick, a son of Dennis McCormick, who started this business many, many, many years ago. Started as a coin collector. Also was a major appraiser and still is for banks and trust companies. You got Greg Voss, who works there. 30-plus years experience in U.S. coins, paper money, stamps, foreign and ancient coins, and pocket watches. Then there's Chad. Chad works there. He's an expert in coins and antiques. He's a member of the CAGA, and I think we all know what that is.
Sure.
Of course, the Certified Appraisers Guild of America. It's a very impressive place. Right on Manchester Road in De Pere, the Missouri Coin Company. So why wonder if you got what you should have gotten for your stuff? Just go to this place, and you can screw you over. They're not going to take advantage of it. They're not going to cheat you. You don't stay in business 30-plus years. And by the way, they didn't just jump in the business when gold started shooting up. And there are lots of places that did. It's like a lot of other things. They see an opportunity. They go, hey, let's go into that business. And they have no business being in that business, but the Missouri Coin Company does. MoCoin.com. That's MoCoin.com. The Missouri Coin Company. Oh, God. We talked about toilet paper the other day, and got an email from a guy named Dave, and he said, you had a caller complaining about having, they had bought toilet paper, and it was smaller. The actual squares, the roll was smaller. And you sounded like you kind of doubted the story, which I did, because I've not seen that. He says, well, I was shopping with my wife at TJ Maxx, and guess what? We got toilet paper, he says, and when I took it home to compare it to the other roll, the average normal toilet paper is 4.125 inches wide. This is 3.125 inches.
Whoa. They sell toilet paper at TJ Maxx?
I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of bizarre.
He says, I found some while shopping with my wife. He says, kill me please now, but I went to TJ Maxx. Yeah, and he says, and I'm assuming by that that's where he got the toilet paper. Maybe he was shopping with his wife, went to TJ Maxx, and they got the toilet paper somewhere else. It doesn't matter. It is, in fact, smaller toilet paper. So the person who called that to our attention was, in fact, correct. I still don't know what handling means. I ordered something the other day, and I saw the shipping and handling. What a ridiculous thing. Just say, look, here's how much it is, including shipping. Wouldn't that be easier?
Yeah.
Here's the price. But it's this plus shipping and handling. I wonder if they could ever tell you how much of that is shipping and how much is handling.
Well, handling would probably be
putting it in the box.
Yeah, like putting it in the box, yeah.
Ridiculous. A couple days ago, we were meeting with somebody, and they had they'd been interviewing people right out of school. Looking for a job. They had a job opening, and so they're telling me and my wife, this guy says, I can't believe the lack of communication skills. He says, these kids, they don't know how to write, and they don't know how to talk. They don't know how to communicate with you. And I said, you know what I think it is? It's a lot like, they don't have to, because all their communication is done by texting or chatting or email, it's computer to computer, and I said they've grown up in a society where we had to talk to somebody face-to-face or get on the phone and actually communicate with them. And I said, I think you have to look at it like cursive. I remember when people would criticize a school, anybody in school, because their writing was bad. Well, guess what? Anymore, who cares? Cursive is obsolete. We don't need cursive. Yeah. Everything is done on a keyboard.
I don't think they teach cursive anymore in school.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me if they don't teach it anymore. When do you ever really need to write anything out? Is cursive and longhand kind of the same thing? You say write it out in longhand.
I think so.
You don't have to do that. You never have to do it. And I think a lot of these people literally can get through life never having to one-on-one talk to too many people. It's all done electronically. So I think that is probably the answer. Davy Jones is dead. I think you all know that by now. 66. He was a jockey in England for a short time. He's a little bitty guy. And I also didn't know till today that when the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan, Davy Jones was in the Ed Sullivan Theater backstage as part of a dance troupe. And not known to anybody, because the Monkees hadn't been started yet. They were started about a year later. But he said in an interview, I found out this morning one time, that when he met the Beatles, right then he decided, I want to be like those guys. I want to be a Beatle. And then the Monkees were formed with... The other interesting thing is these Monkees, they couldn't play any instruments. They weren't musicians. Only a couple of them played, and they played poorly and very little. The music was done by other people, and they gradually kind of learned to just sort of get by and play. But 66, wow, that's a massive heart attack down in Florida. Mm-hmm. I've decided after last night that I find Steven Tyler now very boring, very predictable, and I'm sick of him on American Idol.
Not one of those people last night said anything bad about the
guys. That's what's missing.
Yeah.
And Steven Tyler is effeminate, okay? Let me be the first to say this. Nobody else will say it. He's girly to me. His nails are painted. He dresses like a girl. He shakes his head like a girl. I think he's effeminate. Am I the only one? He's not a manly guy.
No.
He's effeminate. And he just adds nothing. It's just that same, you are a blessed soul and you're a talented voice, and you're going to go a long way, honey. Trust me, you're going to do well in this. That's it. It's the same thing to everybody.
Great. Yeah. I know they said the one kid was pitchy. It was a little pitchy, but then you brought it back.
But you brought it back.
Yeah.
And when you first came out, and he always does that thing too. You know, when you first started, I had my doubts, but then you got into it a little bit, and you found yourself. And I think you're gonna go a long way. This is what this show's all about, right there. What you did tonight. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Thank you, Stephen.
Apparently, they're getting hammered in the ratings.
Yeah, they're not. That's only going to get worse, I think, too. There's an eating disorder. This is a tremendous article called, and I hope I get this right, it's PICA, pica?
Yes.
Okay. I've heard of this pica before. It's kind of like consumption. Consumption is when somebody has this weird obsession with just eating anything and everything. Pica is a little different. This girl in this news story is 21 years old, and since 2008, so about the last 4 years or so, she has eaten. Now, she eats sponges and bars of soap. She has eaten 4,000 dish sponges, like the kitchen sponge, the little sponge you use to do the dishes. She has eaten 4,000 and over 100 bars of soap. Wow. She has pica. And she says she dips the sponges, pieces of sponge, in tea or hot chocolate, like you'd soak a donut. And then she chews on chunks of soap, but they're fruit-flavored soap. You know these soaps that are lemony or lime, or their colors, and they smell. She says that's the only kind of soap that she'll eat. And she says, I'm very particular about the types of sponges or soap that I eat and how I prepare them. And she says, when I go out for the day, I take a small plastic bag of cut-up pieces of sponge, and I carry some tomato and barbecue sauce in a little Tupperware container. And I'm never without a snack. I dip pieces of sponge in barbecue sauce or tomato sauce, and they eat them. And she says, they mention other pica sufferers. Some people eat coal, like charcoal, or metal, sand, chalk, even light bulbs, and furniture.
Have you ever seen that show, My Strange Addiction?
No, I've seen it, yes.
Oh, my.
They have
last
a couple
night,
of those people on there.
Oh, last night, that's all these people are. Last night, there was a girl that eats, all she eats is she eats tape. Another girl drinks nail polish.
I've heard of the eating tape.
Couch cushions I've
yes.
seen. And somebody ate her, I think it was her dead husband's ashes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This girl, 21, says that her life changed in 2008. She said she was in Morocco. And she picked up an infection, a hookworm. It's a parasite in your small intestines. And so she started craving junk food. And then she says, after a dinner one night, she'd had a double helping of lasagna and a tub of ice cream. And she said, I was still hungry. So I went to wash the dishes. And for no reason that she can really explain, she took out a new sponge from a little packet of sponges and ate it. She said, I sat down with a glass of water, and I chewed the sponge till the whole thing was gone. And she said, it had no taste, but the texture, it was just very enjoyable to eat. So because it was tasteless, she started dipping it in stuff, sauces and stuff. And she says, I was embarrassed. I was scared. She didn't want to tell anybody. She says, next morning, I was washing with a lemon-lime soap, and just had this compulsion to just take a big bite out of the bar of soap. She did, and she liked it. She says, I know there's something wrong with me. I didn't want to tell anybody. I felt like a freak. After the first week, I had eaten 9 sponges and over a pound of soap.
Wow. So when she goes number 2, she kind of cleans herself.
Yeah.
And the inside out.
You got sponge and soap going through there.
Yeah.
Hey.
Man.
Not all bad. All right. Am I the only one who doesn't get the NFL, former NFL players who are suing the NFL because of damage to their bodies? You got this guy. He's a former Dallas Cowboy. His name is Michael Myers, and he is suing the NFL. He says concussions have affected his short-term memory and caused migraine headaches. He filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Houston, Texas, accusing the NFL of negligence, fraud, and conspiracy. What fraud? Has the NFL ever said, oh, don't worry, you get hit playing football, it won't hurt you?
I think they did that at one time. I think
they actually said it won't hurt
back
you?
On,
no, they
back
would
out?
Let him go back with a concussion. That was
Well, wait a second, though. How many of these players have you seen who insist, no, coach, I can play. I'm okay. I think it's a lot of time the players.
Oh, yeah, I think a lot of them would say
shoot
that.
Me with
I'm
something.
Okay.
Put me back out there, please. Put me in, coach. I mean, really, I think they want to play. It says the Cowboys drafted him in 1998. He played 6 seasons for the Dallas Cowboys, but then he went on and played 4 more seasons for the Cleveland Browns. He had a 10-year career, and now all of a sudden, why isn't he suing the Cleveland Browns, too? I guess he didn't get hit as much with the Cleveland Browns. I don't know. Look, you play football, you're playing football, okay? You're going to get hit. You might get a concussion. You might get your neck broken. Steve Savard had his neck broken. He was with the Dallas Cowboys. He never made it past the preseason. He played preseason game, got his neck broken. That was it. Never got to play a regular game.
It's like the
game.
People that sue the tobacco company, the smokers. That
exactly.
Smoked all their lives.
Same thing. And especially if they sue them since about the 1970s, because we've had warnings since then. So I don't know what your whole case is. One of the stars, I put that in quotes, on the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars is Martina, is that good looking babe Martina Navratilova.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I saw a picture of her. They showed a recent picture. For the first time ever, she looks like a girl.
Really?
Yes. Huh. I could not believe what I was looking at, because I think she went out of her way to look like John Denver.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
And now she's had her hair kind of feminine, and she had on some makeup, and I honestly, I thought she looked very nice. So look for Martina Navratilova to dance and look like a girl on Dancing with the Stars. And I think we have to get the ladies in here. Ladies, would you come in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
Because of the Amish documentary last night, I can only think of 2 Amish jokes, and one of them, now, remember that in this particular joke, It's a made-up sect, a made-up order. I don't know how the Amish men choose their wives, but in this joke, it's mail-order bride. And this guy has been a bachelor. He's almost 40. And he finally decides it's time to take a wife. He's pretty set in his ways, but he puts everything in motion within the community to get himself a wife. Now, they send a woman over from one of the other Amish communities, and he has never met her. They don't meet until the wedding. So they're married. They're married. They're now husband and wife. And they leave the ceremony in the typical Amish buggy. One horse, two wheels. And here she sits by her new husband. Stranger. Total stranger. They don't know each other. And the horse stumbles. It hits like a pothole or something and stumbles. And he pulls the reins back. Whoa! He pulls the reins back, steps down off the buggy, takes a 2x4 from the floorboard of the buggy and hits the horse beside the head as hard as he can. And looks at the horse and says, "That's one." And he gets back in the buggy. Yeah, come on. That right. About a quarter mile later, the horse is spooked by something. A snake on the side of the road. Something spooks the horse. And it sort of halts and jerks its head back, causing the buggy to jerk. He steps down off the buggy again, grabs that 2x4, and hits that horse on the other side of the head as hard as he can. And looks at the horse and says, "That's two." He gets back up in the buggy. Yeah, come on. Not a half mile down the road, the horse starts pooping. While it's trotting,
oh,
it just starts dropping big poop balls. He pulls the reins back. Whoa! Steps down, takes a pistol, walks up, and shoots the horse in the head. And the horse just collapses. He starts gathering up his things. He reaches up to take his bride's hand. They're going to now walk. She looks at him and she says, "I cannot believe what I just saw. I can't believe that I have married you. I've never in my life seen such a display. A helpless, dumb animal. What kind of monster are you?" And he looks at her and he says, "That's one."
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, because of all this wind we've had in the storms, we have lights out and power lines down. Manchester at Holloway, westbound Manchester, long delays as you make your way there. St. Charles Rock Road at 270, the Rock Road in McKelvey, also Brentwood at Litzinger. And we also just now got a report that the traffic lights are out at Highway 111 at St. Charles Rock Road, I believe it is. Also, we have eastbound 40 still slow, a little east of Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 94, you're pretty well jammed up. 364 through Harvester. Southbound 270, slow from Olive through Ladue, then Manchester and Big Bend. And westbound 44, a little bit slow between Soccer Park and Bowles. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Salads from St. Louis Bread Company can help you kick off your day in a nutritious way. Try one today, like the Thai chopped chicken salad or the new Mediterranean salmon salad, only at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jerry Jost, lead guitarist for The Urge, Luca Brasi, Joe Dirt and the Dirty Boys Band, and a proud 1991 graduate of CBC High School. I'm extremely proud of what's going on at CBC today. The teachers and staff are great at what they do, and every day they continue to set the bar high for all students. They expect more from them, and they expect their cadets to have the tools they need to succeed in college and, more importantly, in life. I see this firsthand whenever I go back for an alumni event, hockey game, or reunions. There has never been a better time to be a part of CBC. Our CBC tradition really is unlike any other in St. Louis. This year, I invite all alumni to reconnect with CBC and see for yourself why CBC remains one of the most popular college preparatory high schools in St. Louis. I'm Jerry Joseph of The Urge, and I am one, but I'm not the only one. CBC High School, men for tomorrow, brothers for life.
You can learn more about all the great things happening at CBC. Go online to cbchs.org or contact the CBC Alumni Relations Office at 314-985-6098.
How would you like to have a hot tub in your backyard to use whenever you want? It's all about lifestyle, and it's all about Aspen Spas. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Aspen Spas, St. Louis's only spa manufacturer, so you buy from the factory direct. One-stop shopping with Aspen Spas. They build it, they deliver it, and they maintain it all at Aspen Spas. Also, custom-built spas versus buying a floor model, which you don't know where that is. Custom-made at Aspen Spas. You can get the price you want and the spa you want from Aspen Spas. When you compare apples to apples, you will discover that Aspen Spas is the most highly rated and popular spa bought in St. Louis. Why? Because they're the best. Their showroom is where it is because that's where they manufacture it, right there in their showroom. They have a factory right there. Aspen-spas.com for more information. Aspen-spas or 314-776-5050. You want a spa? It's Aspen Spas.
He has it in the Cardinals World Champion from 2011.
Cardinal fans, it began at noon today, and the response has been overwhelming. You can take part in a special online-only multi-game sale. While individual tickets will go on sale this Friday, this multi-game package allows you to purchase tickets to three or more games before single-game tickets go on sale. It's a chance to make sure you're heading to the games you want this summer, and it's only available right now at Cardinals.com. The excitement is almost here.
Listen to Cardinal Nation.
Single game tickets go on sale this Friday at Cardinals.com.
You think they're having fun here at Busch Stadium?
This year it's holiday.
Ring and a grand slam home run.
Berkman.
Woo! Talk about a bullet.
Freeze.
Oh, yeah! Davis Freeze is just in us in the game number 7.
It's your chance to get the tickets to the games you want to see. Single game tickets on sale Friday at Cardinals.com.
Woo! Is that nice to see?
Star Coins and Stamps. They want to give you money. Top prices paid for gold and silver and platinum, jewelry, coins, even scrap metal. Aggressively buying rare coins, gold and silver coins, paper money, U.S. and foreign stamps, proof sets, flatware, and more, and free verbal appraisals. Just bring your merchandise in. They're going to give you an honest estimate. They're going to pay you right on the spot. It's Star Coins and Stamps, 500 South 5th Street in St. Charles, next to Dollar General. Again, the number is 636-949-2203. Family-owned since 1958, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, with a veteran, highly respected staff. The owner, Nancy, wouldn't have it any other way. Again, free verbal appraisals on the spot. They'll give you an honest estimate. They'll pay you right then. And if you want to buy collectibles, they sell solid gold and silver coins and a huge variety of collectible items. Stop in and check out the displays and ask about any other collectibles you're interested in purchasing at Star Coins and Stamps. Ask for the Big 550 special. Star Coins and Stamps, 636-949-2203.
Lane House Construction with Royal Vinyl Siding can change the look of your home, increase the value with superior transferable warranties, increase energy efficiency while magnifying curb appeal. Call today for a free in-home hassle-free appointment with our exterior home consultants to let us show you how easy it is to afford having Lane House Construction professionally install Royal Vinyl Siding on your home at 314-845-2166 or St. Charles 636-724-2000.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that we're taking care of them. The irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One Brand Pet Foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Durability pays with a Quaker State cash back bonus. Details at quakerstate.com.
With H&R Block Office, online, mobile, and Block Live, you can now prepare and file your taxes wherever, whenever, and however you like. H&R Block. Never settle for less.
Tiny bubble.
Back from a big night out at Paramount Studios last night is Mike Evans. We're going to check in with him after we remind you that it's Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home that makes his visit possible every day. You want to know more? Go to the website, thompsonprice.com. You're going to find everything you need right there. Thompson Price Kitchens, Bath, Home is proud to present Mike Evans.
Good morning. Good afternoon, everybody.
You didn't have to wear a tuxedo, did you?
I did not, but I did wear a sports coat and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I did. So Ian, so you did some digging. You had a report for me?
Well, no, I just told you.
I tried finding you on IMDb, and they didn't have you listed on there.
Well, now people don't know what IMDb is.
It's the Internet Movie Database. Yeah.
He went and looked up the movie, and you weren't listed in the credits.
I was kind of hoping to make a bet with Ian about me being in the movie.
Oh, sorry.
Because I
thought what I would do is have the director of the movie call tomorrow on the air, and maybe send a print with me and my 21 lines and my credit at the end of the movie and everything. And the movie, if you wanted to bet.
We don't gamble. That's against the law, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
I was kind of bummed because they had some really low, what was it, a guy in a suit was credited on IMDb.
Yeah, and, first guy in a suit and then bartender.
Old bartender was credited on there. I was just...
That's weird since I had a lot of lines.
You need to get a hold of these people and tell them to update their site.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you all about it. I also got a Davy Jones story and a lot of other stuff. But first, a pop quiz question. Three of these four stars are great friends and neighbors in Soho, New York City. They walk their dogs together. They're really good friends. However.
And there's always a however in life.
One of these guys I'm going to mention or a girl is not a neighbor. Doesn't associate with the other three at all. Has no connection. Who is not the neighbor? Justin Timberlake. Alicia Keys. Kelly Ripa. Or Bono. Who is not the neighbor? Answer in just a minute. All right, the movie premiere for Abel's Field was great. Now, there is a little twist to it. All my 21 lines were in the film, but they did a little twist. I'm not actually in the film.
Oh.
What?
I played the football play-by-play announcer, and all my lines, you can hear me calling the plays as the action's going on, you know, an intercepted pass, and then the guy's running it back, and you hear me calling but they synced it up with all the football plays.
Oh.
Mike, can I tell you what happened here?
What happened?
All right, who's the guy who's the star?
But.
What?
I got paid, and my credit was pretty high. It was 15th. 15th listed on the credits at the end of the movie. So, I mean,
let me tell you what happened.
I'm not happy about it.
Let me tell you what happened. Let me explain what happened to you.
I had to use a Texas accent, too, by the way.
Who's the guy who's the main star, the Hercules guy? What's his name?
Kevin Sorbo.
Kevin Sorbo.
Let me tell you what happened here.
I should have punched him in the nose last night. We had a drink together.
Let me finish. Mr. Sorbo, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. Mr. Sorbo probably had a chance to see the footage, saw you, was threatened by your looks,
jealousy.
And said, get that guy out of this film.
Yeah. I bet that's exactly what happened.
I'm going to tell you, he was threatened, he was jealous, and he didn't want you taken away from his face time in the movie.
I can't have a better looking guy.
And diminishing his looks.
That is probably exactly what happened.
I guarantee you that's what happened.
And you know what, my Texas accent, I'll give you a little, hold on, here you go.
I'd like to hear that.
Ball on the 35-yard line for the Tigers.
That's good.
You like that?
That's awesome.
Right out of Austin City Limits.
Did they have you
exactly
film?
Right.
Did they have you filming at actual football stadium or just a little?
No, I was in the booth.
It's just like Friday Night Lights. I thought I was listening to Friday Night Lights.
They see exactly. It's a real feel-good movie. I'm sure it's going to get a distributor, and I'll let you know more as soon as I find out more. But it was a great night. 500 people in the main theater on the Paramount lot. It was really a wonderful evening.
Great.
So sorry to hear about Davy Jones passing away.
Yeah.
So the first time I met Davy Jones, many years ago, me and a friend, I think Frank's met him, JT, Johnny and Joe Friend.
I don't know who that is.
We talked our way into the Royal Hawaiian Hotel suite.
Ooh.
And they were in Hawaii for a concert. And we conned our way into the room through the Monkey's road manager. And we were talking to Peter Tork and eating their free fruit and candy they had in the room. And Davy Jones walks in, and he sits down. He's just sitting there. And after about 10 minutes, Davy Jones goes, "Who the hell are these guys?"
Good
what
question.
Are they doing in the room?
Good
I don't
question.
Know these guys. It was at that point that John and I excused ourselves and left.
Well, that's good.
You had 10 minutes of their food.
Exactly. And I'll tell you a story. We were very hungry back then. I won't get into what we were, what was going on, but we actually, that was our breakfast, lunch, and dinner that night.
All right.
I just leave it at that. Got some love nuggets. Friends say Rihanna and Chris Brown are getting back together again. That's the rumor floating around.
Well,
supposedly some friends of theirs are going to make some kind of announcement about it. Ashton Kutcher says that he never should have gotten married and stresses that he is thrilled to be out of that Kabbalah crap.
No.
Wow.
It was Demi, of course, that got him involved in that Kabbalah crap.
Well, you know what? I just lost respect for this guy.
There's
no reason to say I should never have married her. What's the point of that?
Well, he said
really,
he
what's
too
the point
young,
of that?
Should have waited to get married. Ashton is now dating multiple women, including one of the hottest Laker girls.
Oh.
How about that? Yeah. Kim Tebow and Taylor Swift have been spotted again here in Southern California. Tim Tebow and Taylor Swift.
Really?
And a programming note, I don't know that we'll be on tomorrow. I'm flying to Dallas, and
well, this show might as well not even go on the air tonight.
Yeah. Probably might not.
Not even going at 3 o'clock.
We leave here at noon, get to Phoenix. I have 2 hours in Phoenix, and I leave at 4, which would be, maybe we could do it.
Here's what we do. We call the cell phone. You answer or you don't.
Yeah, that's you're going to have to call it, because I know I actually will be on a flight from Phoenix to Dallas during this time. So if you call me early, I could probably do it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay. So, the pop quiz question, who's not the neighbor? Is it Justin Timberlake, Kelly Ripa, Alicia Keys, or Bono?
Tina.
Bono.
I'm going to go Kelly Ripa one.
Rip one.
See what he did?
Rip one. That's
I like that.
Alicia Keys.
That's it.
We've what about spoke. You?
I said rip one.
Oh, Kelly you're Ripa. The one that said that.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. The answer is Bono.
Told you.
Thank you.
The others live in the same building in Soho. Very, very good close friends. Have a great day. Let's try it tomorrow. Hope we can get it done.
Okay.
If I was in the movie, I'd say, well, I'll try that. Do that tomorrow.
Well, that's that Texas accent.
Yeah. Like Evan, see ya.
All right, now that he has hung up, first of all, it's a terrible Texas accent.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty bad.
And here's the other thing. He put on a great face about this. He's devastated.
I bet.
He's devastated. How could you not be? You go to Paramount, you sit down, you know they shot you with a camera. You were the cameraman, the cinematographer, and then you watch the movie and they cut your face out.
That's my voice.
Well, yeah, anybody can say.
Now, what I told him, I was being kind. You know, the star was jealous. So here's the real deal. Have you seen Mike yet? Have you seen it?
Yeah.
You've looked at it.
Yeah.
They put that mug up on a big screen, and they just went, we got to edit this out.
Right.
I mean, we can't have this.
I don't want to be any part this isn't of this Wizard right of now. Because
this isn't Wizard of Oz Part 2. Dan, I wouldn't have said that.
Oh,
man, I wouldn't have either,
oh,
Dan.
Yeah, throw me
believe,
right under the
I can't
bar.
Believe you, Dan Strauss, said
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
so,
thanks.
That was Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
The Mad Magazine documentary.
Now, see, that's you're implying that he looks like Alfred E. Newman.
No, one of the artists. One of the artists.
Yeah, Ian the peon.
Yeah, no, one of the artists that...
I misheard.
Yeah.
I misinterpreted what you were saying.
Alfred E. Newman biography.
Hey, I checked this story out, and this actually did happen, if you can believe it, not far from Charlotte, North Carolina. And it's a news story dated yesterday. It came out yesterday. And I guess, I don't know, you know, why couldn't this have happened? It did happen to a guy who drank, there was a jar of gasoline. I will tell you that down south, and this is down in Charlotte, North Carolina, as a kid, we always had gasoline in jars or glass containers. You're not supposed to do that anymore, but this guy picked up a jar that he thought was iced tea or something. It was gasoline. And he turned it up, it took a big swig, and then he spit it out, and it got all over his clothes. He lights a cigarette, and he ignites himself. He catches himself on fire. He's dead. He died yesterday morning in the hospital.
Maybe don't drink out of jars. Anything.
Died at the burn center in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Yeah.
How do you
look? First of all, you know it's gasoline. You can smell. Once you
I don't know how he did
it. If you're thirsty and you grab it, and once you turn it up, you go, whoa, that's gasoline. Yeah. You don't light a cigarette.
No,
you don't.
Maybe he was really, really thirsty.
Yeah, or maybe really, really drunk. They're doing toxicology tests to see if he was maybe really drunk. So yeah, don't do that. There's a lesson there. Here's a lesson too. Go sometime and look up as many articles as you can on the average credit card debt carried by people in this country. I think it's something like $4,000 to $6,000. That's the average. And then look up how long it's going to take the average person to pay that credit card debt off if they make the minimum payments. It sounds almost impossible, but it's something like 20 to 30 years because it just keeps, the balance just keeps getting bigger and bigger. The payment stays small, and it takes forever. You're paying all this interest and hardly making a dent in the actual debt. The smart thing to do is call American Equity Mortgage. Set up an appointment, go in, see them, lay it all out for them, say, I'm tired of being stupid, I'm tired of making these minimum payments, get me out from under this, let them pay those credit card bills off. It's called bill consolidation. Get it back to zero balance. And you're going to do that by borrowing the money from American Equity at a ridiculously low rate, because that's where the mortgage rates are, if you are a homeowner and you have equity in your home. And that's it. And that's it. You've got a really low rate. The payment you're making that's rolled into your house payment is probably going to be also tax deductible, because it is part of the interest part is part of the house payment, and that is tax deductible. One of the few deductions we have anymore. They can explain all about how that works, as they will explain to you about a home equity loan. Kind of the same thing. Use the equity and borrow the money, not necessarily to pay off credit cards, but whatever you need to pay off. You want to buy a car and pay cash for it, you want to take a trip, you want to pay for a wedding, tuition. It's called home equity loan. These people have been doing this for a long, long time, over 20 years. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. I do want to make a correction for my last traffic report. I had said the traffic lights were out at 111 and St. Charles Rock Road. It's actually Highway 111 in Illinois at Chain of Rocks Road. Now, we do have stop-and-go traffic still on westbound 70 between Hanley and Cypress, again from Zumbel through T.R. Hughes. Things downtown are pretty well thinned out on eastbound 40 and northbound 55. Southbound 270, that's just a little bit slow south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. We're looking at traffic lights malfunctioning with wires down Manchester at Holloway, the Rock Road at 270, the Rock Road at McKelvey, and also Brentwood at Litzinger. This traffic report brought to you by IHOP. The Lorax is at IHOP. Try the Lorax's green eggs and ham with whole wheat pancakes and make it an IHOP day. For a limited time at participating IHOPs, The Lorax, in theaters March 2nd, rated PG for brief, mild language. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's a phrase that is often used, but rarely valid. The best of both worlds. When it comes to flooring in St. Louis, there's one company that actually defines this phrase, Kelly's Flooring. Kelly's Flooring is a unique family-owned business that's located about 5 minutes off of I-44. Simply put, Kelly's Flooring has it all. Every major flooring brand and then some. Prices below the competition, guaranteed. And 33 years of first-class customer-first service. At Kelly's Flooring, you'll deal with an owner, and that owner will be there for you from start to finish and beyond. The guaranteed lowest prices, an incredible selection, an experienced installation team that takes pride in their work, and a family name that you can trust. Let me make this clear. If you don't give Kelly's Flooring a look, then you're only cheating yourself. Visit us online at kellysflooringstore.com or stop in at 2311 Little Antire Road in High Ridge. Kelly's Flooring, St. Louis's best-kept secret in flooring, guaranteed.
Get around St. Louis.
Well, it's just a silly question.
Get around the world.
We just ask it because we always have.
Hot sights, hot sounds, all just a click away at KTRS.com. Check out our featured audio to hear the stories we break every day.
Hi, McGraw.
Great moments with McGraw.
We're all ears, McGraw.
The Steve Cochran Show highlights.
You sound like an evil crime lord.
The hits of JC and Trish.
Look at the phone lines burn up.
Franco Pinion's joke of the day.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
All on demand and all yours at KTRS.com.
It has been a pleasure serving you. We're going to do this again tomorrow, only better. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road
I said Tuesday, right?
Yes.
I'm thinking ahead. I want everybody to have a great Tuesday evening next week. Next week. For now.
I understood that.
Did you understand? Okay. For now, have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Okie dokie.
See you. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
McGraw, Steve Cochran, The Showgram with JC and Trish, Frank Opinion, Sports Night, and The Nighthawk, The Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, and KTRS.com.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheatless. Looks to be another night of wicked weather. This after a series of tornadoes.